The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it was withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present along with the 12 questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they might not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand the parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Look at the parable here of the sower and the seed. One of the only parables of our Lord that our Lord himself explains. So I always like to say, and there's no need for a homily today, I'm just going to go sit down. Not going to do that, though. He says very clearly that the seed is the word of God. But there's two ways that you can look upon the rest of the parable. You can think of Christ as the sower and yourself as the soil. And you've experienced this before. Sometimes you accept what is good and true and holy and what's God's will. You're like the good soil, but lots of times you're not, right? You've been the bad soil. You've been the thorny soil. You've been no soil at all. That's one way to think about it. Another perfectly legitimate way to think about this parable is you think of yourself as the sower. The seed is the word of God, and other people in your lives, those are the people that are represented by the soil. And this is a little word of encouragement to you as you try to share the word. Maybe it's with a family member. Maybe they've walked away from the faith. Maybe it's with a friend who's going down the wrong path or whatever it might be. Maybe you're just trying to carry out good works as best you understand and hitting nothing but the speed bumps of life, right? Sometimes you need a little bit of encouragement, and you get this here. Because consider, in spite of all your best efforts, sowing really good seed, it doesn't always grow. In fact, I don't think it's a bad calculus to consider that 3 out of the 4 efforts to grow seed fail. And if that was the way it was for Christ our Lord, can you hope to do any better? Answer, no. Not at all, okay? So hopefully that much is clear. There's one thing in here that's not clear. And I don't know if you picked up on this. But here's Jesus saying, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they might look and see and not perceive, and hear and listen and not understand, that they might not be converted and be forgiven. It sounds very un-Christ-like, in spite of the fact that Jesus himself said it. What exactly does that mean? Well, our Lord there is making a direct reference to the prophet Isaiah. Okay, so you go back to the book of the prophet Isaiah, and just before the destruction of Jerusalem, Isaiah uses almost those exact same words. In fact, that last part, they might look and see and not perceive, not be converted, not be forgiven. That is the quote from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Because Isaiah proclaims what's called a covenant lawsuit against the people in Jerusalem. Okay? The people have broken the covenant, and now there will be consequences. You can think of a covenant lawsuit as being like a courtroom in which the prosecuting attorney is also the judge in the case. The covenant has been broken, the people have hardened hearts and closed minds, and now Jerusalem will be destroyed. But God even then won't give up on his people. Out of the broken shards of a destroyed city, he will rebuild the people and bring them back to himself. Now, here's what he's saying about the parables. Consider this. The parables present to you a message that you can accept or reject. Perfectly clear and perfectly up to you. If you accept the message, you grow in understanding. However, if you reject the message that our Lord gives, you will lose even what little understanding you have. Your hearts will grow hardened and become impenetrable, and it will become impossible for you to receive the good grace that God wants to give. Like our Lord says, those who are poor will lose even what little they have. But even then, God doesn't give up on his people. Out of the shards and ruins of a broken life, God enters in. Sometimes, it's only through the cracks in a broken heart that God's grace can finally enter in. And it's an interesting thing to understand. St. Thomas Aquinas once said that man is providentiae particeps, literally a participator in divine providence. So I talk about divine providence. Please don't think of that as like a plant doing photosynthesis, okay? Just sitting back and just taking whatever comes. We are active cooperators in God's divine providence. And the more we love our Lord with our free will, our thoughts, our words, and our actions, the closer he draws to us, and our Lord rewards love with understanding. The greater your love for the Lord, the less anyone has to explain anything to you. And this is what the parables do, and this is what our Lord invites us to, that we too might bear fruit 30 and 60 and 100-fold if we cooperate with his grace and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Francis de Sales, pray for us.